Welcome, everybody. This is Cloud Sense, the podcast that talks about the cloud and fintech and just about everything in between. And I am going to jump right into it. I am your host, Jack Barugian. And, you know, if those of you that have seen me on the floor of the exchange and I do my reports and I wear a badge and my badge is GOP, and just to put things on the table right now, GOP actually stands for my first name, which is an Armenian first name, Hagop, H-A-G-O-P. So that is one of the reasons that GOP is actually on my chest. But I do want to talk about a couple of things that are going to affect all of us, and that is tax reform. Only because tax reform right now has a direct correlation with what is going on in technology. Right? Let's take a quick history lesson and understand what I'm talking about. When we saw taxes brought down, and this is back when I was a youngster, I was in college, what we did was we did more than lower taxes, folks. All right? What it did was it unleashed seed capital that was out there waiting. People prior to that were making unproductive investments. You know, I call it the dark days of Jimmy Carter. I mean, whether you like him or not, whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, people were making unproductive investments. They were trying to find write-offs, 4 or 5 to 1 write-offs. Then came this Reagan era. And again, whether you like him or not, let's talk about the consequences of what happens when you unleash seed capital. It launched us, folks, into the digital age. It's really one of those things that's important to keep in mind. It's one of the things that propelled us. And now we find ourselves on the verge of the next iteration of that technology revolution. All right? Think about it this way. I mean, and let's really be clear about it. The cloud and all of the capabilities of the cloud and technology has actually given us more innovation in the last 5 years than we had in the prior 2 decades. The world of technology, folks, is moving faster and faster. And this tax reform package did more than just change the tax structure for corporations. It's going to do something, folks. It's going to unleash an intangible, all right? And technology will be one of the biggest benefactors of that intangible. It's that entrepreneurial spirit that's unleashed when you start to see seed capital that is freed up. You know, there are a lot of reasons for this, folks, all right? But I'll give you one real quick one, all right, before we take a break here. And that is something that Vladimir Putin said a couple of years ago. He talked about artificial intelligence, and basically what he said was, he who controls the cloud and artificial intelligence will control the world. I want you to think about that for a second, folks. That is coming from Vladimir Putin. He who controls the cloud and AI controls the world. We'll be right back.
Are you in the market for cloud but wondering where to start or how to get the best value? Looking for help figuring out what you need without telling the same story to 10 different people? UCX is the cloud pricing and procurement marketplace. We quickly and easily help you identify exactly what you need, whether it's custom private cloud, bare metal, or VMs. We put your spec on our platform, where CSPs openly compete to deliver the best price, fit, and term. Save time, money, and find your cloud your way. UCX. Cloud buying made easy.
Welcome back, everybody. You've been listening to Cloud Sense. And you know what? Let's get right back into it. Right before the break, I actually brought something up, which was a quote from Putin. And this was from 2016, folks. So you can go back and check it. All right? But he was talking about the cloud. He was talking about artificial intelligence. And basically, he said, whomever rules artificial intelligence controls and rules the world. It was a bold statement. All right, but one which brings with it an untold truth. I mean, something that no one's talking about. It's a quiet war of innovation. One that we, and I'm saying we as the free world, must win at all cost. So think of it this way. The capital that's been held hostage overseas, all right, along with this lower and broader tax base that we're seeing for corporations, will help propel the U.S. into the next stage of the technology revolution and solidify our place, folks, all right, as not only the leader of the free world, which, you know, it might be taking a little bit of a beating these days when I say that, all right, but it's important to keep that in mind because we still are the leader of the free world, but also the leader in global technological innovation. You know, capital goes to where capital is treated best. And what has happened with this tax package, folks, is that it's actually created an environment that is pro-friendly for global growth. So, again, I tell you this only because I know a lot of you that are listening have a bias one way or the other. I know that I've got it within my own family. We talk about it all the time. You know, but the reality is that we have to understand the consequences of all of this. We are now living in an era where we're looking for efficiency in the cloud market. We're looking for things that are going to take us to the next level, that are going to propel us, right, and give us the tools to really solidify our place as the leaders of technology in the next century. We're on the cusp, folks. If you think about it this way, what the cloud has enabled us to do, all right, and the efficiency that it's brought to the world itself, it has been remarkable in just the last few years. Imagine what big data, artificial intelligence, machine learning, and the rest of these innovations are going to do to the pace of not only the cloud and infrastructure itself, right, but to every aspect of human life. It's one of the most amazing times in human history to be living. I'm Jack Berugin. You've been listening to Cloud Sense. We'll talk to you soon.